Good morning. It's a privilege to be with you again today.
大家早上好，我很荣幸今天来跟大家一起分享主的话语。
I trust that you've had a good summer thus far, and as we look forward to the fall, that God is preparing your hearts for what He has in store for you.
我假设大家这个夏天都过得很愉快，那我们接下来这个就是马上就是主给我们预备的秋天了，我们要好好享受这个季节。
I enjoyed worshiping with you and singing the songs that were chosen for this morning.
我很欣赏和大家一起，今天早晨唱的那些诗歌。
As I looked at the words carefully and listened as we were singing together, I could sense God's Spirit was ministering to us through the music as well.
我仔细看了我们今天早晨唱的诗的那些歌词，我觉得主的光和我们在一起。
The passage of scripture that we read this morning together is a very interesting passage from the Bible.
我们刚才念的经文就是那个约翰福音第八章第一到十二节，这是很有意思的经文。
I'm sure that you have read that often and maybe even heard other messages on it as well.
我很确信大家一定知道这个经文里面讲的故事，你们一定也从别的地方听到过这个故事。
I trust that God speaks to our hearts this morning as we review this passage once again.
我相信主今天早晨要我们重新读这个经文，一定有他的意思在里面。
Growing up as a kid in my home, my mom would say to us always, "Remember, your sin will find you out."
我记得我从小我的妈妈就告诉我们，你们都要记住，你们是有罪的。但是怎么样从这个罪里面出来呢？
I have a question to ask you this morning. Have you ever been caught red-handed doing something wrong?
我今天早晨要问大家一个问题，就是说你有没有正在做一桩坏事，然后被人当场抓住？
You were guilty and you knew it.
然后你给人当场抓住的时候，你自己知道错了，你心里也觉得很有愧疚感。
Let me give you an example.
我来给大家举个例子。
Like you're driving along the highway and a policeman gets behind you and puts on his red lights.
比如你在高速公路上开车，然后呢，警察把你拦下来。
Now, isn't that a horrible feeling when that happens to you?
当时你是不是心里感到非常内疚，非常不好的感觉？
You really have nothing to say because you know that you were going faster than you should have been going.
你实际上就无话可说，因为你知道自己已经超速了。
Well, let me suggest to you that when we do something wrong, it affects everyone and has far-reaching effect.
就是说，我们现在就假设很多人做事情的时候做得不对，但他自己心里明白做错了。
Simply, sin makes an impact on all of us.
这样比较不是很严重的这个过错或者我们讲罪。其实就一直在影响着我们。
In today's scripture that we read, there's a specific sin that comes to the forefront.
我们今天读的经文讲到一个比较特别的过错或者是罪。
It is adultery.
那就是通奸。
Adultery is a sin because it mocks what God has designed.
这个就是说，为什么说它是罪？因为这是上帝在世界里面讲到的。
Adultery is betrayal.
这个通奸是一种背叛。
It is breaking of an exclusive promise of loyalty and love for one special person.
这个就是通奸呢，它打破了人们当初结婚的时候发下的忠于对方的誓言。
And its effects are devastating as well.
然后这实际上也是一种就是存在的比较普遍的现象。
It wrecks lives, it injures innocent children, and breaks up friendships.
它不但就是对孩子造成影响，对你的别的朋友的友谊也会造成影响。
But most importantly, it attacks what God holds dear.
但是这个我们今天念的经文，天父要给我们最重要的教训是。
And sadly, it's hard to forgive as well.
就是说我们其实是很难原谅这样的行为的。
So when the woman is caught in adultery and is brought to Jesus, it was a difficult challenge for him.
然后就是这个故事里面讲到那个妇人，她正在行淫的时候被人活捉了，带到耶稣面前。这时其实对耶稣来讲也是很难做出评判的。
What will he do to the person that has violated and flaunted the designs of God?
然后大家就在想，耶稣这时候将会怎么样做出决断呢？因为这是明显的犯了过犯或者犯了罪。
Let me remind you again of what we just read and the setting around it.
我现在再来提醒大家一下我们刚才念的经文里面讲到的现象。
Jesus is teaching in the temple.
这个耶稣当时呢正在那个就是圣殿里面讲道。
And his teaching time was interrupted.
然后他正在传讲话语的时候呢就被打断了。
A private passion becomes a public object.
本来是就是他在讲道，就是用他的影响在讲，然后突然呢就变成一个公众引人注目的事件发生了。
But there's something here more that we need to notice as well.
但是这时候我们有更值得注意的事情发生。
A shameful act was outdone by a despicable one.
就说当时就令人感到很羞愧的事情。
All of the event was nothing more than a bad scheme.
然后所有的事情呢都没有比他更糟糕的了。
According to the law, there had to be two eyewitnesses.
然后按照当时的法律呢，这种通奸的事情一定要有起码两个以上的证人。
So it makes one wonder.How long did the did these people peer through the window before they barged in?
然后就说，当时就有一个问题提出来，大家有没有想到过？他们把这个妇人抓过来，起码要有两个以上的人在窗外或者在偷看他们行淫，那他们才可以作为证人。
Or perhaps they just simply set all this up themselves, so that they would have someone to bring to Jesus.
所以他们这样当初在偷看他们行淫的时候实际上已经在犯罪。
There are three points that I want you to view this morning from this story that we have read in the Bible.
我今天早晨要想给大家提到的这个故事里面有三点要大家一起注意。
The law, the love, and the light.
第一是法，当时的律法，第二呢是爱，第三呢 What's the third
The light. My first point, the law reveals our guilt.
第一讲到律法，律法呢就是可以把我们的罪犯、罪过就是揭露出来。
At dawn, Jesus appeared again in the temple courts.
然后就像我们故事里讲到，上帝正在这个圣殿里面讲到，事情就发生了。
Where all the people were gathered around him.
当时所有的人都围着他在听他讲道。
And he sat down to teach them.
然后他坐在那里就跟大家讲道。
The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery.
他当时讲的内容就是讲的律法，但是突然呢就有人把那个行淫的妇人带进来了。
They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus.
然后那些人就把这个妇人带在众人面前。就告诉大家他这个妇人违反了律法。
Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery.
然后就说他们就说这个妇人犯了行淫之罪。
In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman.
然后根据耶稣正在讲给他们的律法呢，就是像这样的事情应该用石头砸死。
Jesus, what do you say?
然后他们就要为难耶稣，就问他你说怎么办？
They were simply using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing Jesus of doing wrong.
他们实际上是一个阴谋，他们就是要想为难耶稣，看他怎么回答这个事情。
She is caught, but she is only made an example.
这个妇人被活捉了，当场抓住，她只不过是一个例子而已。
Here's the dilemma.Would Jesus obey Moses or the Romans?
就说当时对耶稣来讲是一个进退两难的境地，他到底是违背律法呢，还是违背就是这个道德上面的事情？
The law given to Moses said that she should die.
根据律法呢，就说这个妇人应该要判死罪。
So if Jesus set aside the law, the leaders would get him in trouble with the people.
如果耶稣说这个妇人的确应该犯死罪，要打死他呢，他就得罪了别的人。
But if he went along with their plans and assented to the stoning of the woman, they would get him in trouble with the Romans.
如果他不把这个妇人说他犯死罪要弄死他呢，当时那些人要把耶稣抓到罗马人那里去，因为他是违背了律法。
Simply because the Romans forbid the death.
因为罗马的人是禁止这样的判罪的。
Unless they simply gave permission for it to happen.
除非这罗马的教廷他们有另外的规定。
So it was a difficult dilemma for Jesus.
所以当时耶稣就遇到了进退两难的境地。
So remember, the law reveals our guilt.
所以大家记住，这个当时的律法呢，是把我们的罪犯过错都揭示出来了。
But let's look at the second point, which is more important.
但是我们来看看我们今天讲的第二点，这是更加重要的一点。
The love reveals God's grace.
就是爱呢，就揭示了上帝的耶稣的对我们大家的感情。
In the story we read, Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
我们在经文里看到，耶稣就并不回答他们提出的问题，而是俯下身来在地上用手画字。
The Bible doesn't tell us what he wrote, but have you ever wondered what he might have been writing with his finger on the ground?
圣经里面并没有讲耶稣在地上写了什么东西，但是我们可不可以想象耶稣当时在地上写的是什么内容？
Let me make a suggestion to you this morning of what I think might have been what he was writing.
我现在建议就是让大家设想一下耶稣当时在地上写的是什么。
I think that he was simply writing the sins of the accusers on the ground.
我觉得他可能就是仅仅在地上写下这个妇人犯的那个犯奸淫的罪。
He does not say them out loud.
他并没有用嘴把它说出来。
And instead, as they come close to him and they press him for a response, there before them in the sand is their private sin.
就是说他们把这个妇人抓过来，这样羞辱他，讲他这个事情，实际上应该是在私底下讲的。
What they thought that no one knew, Jesus did.
他们觉得没人知道，其实耶稣知道。
Let me just digress for a second from the story that we read in the scripture and simply say that oftentimes that's our view as well.
这个经文其实上讲的是很多情况下我们自己知道。
Only we know what we have done wrong.
只有我们自己知道我们做错了什么，很多情况是这样的。
But let me remind you this morning, there is nothing hid from our loving God.
但是这些我们自己知道犯的过错呢，并不是说就影响上帝对我们的爱。
So let's return to our story that we read this morning. Instead of passing judgment on the woman as these leaders had intended, Jesus passed judgment on the judges.
然后今天我们就回到刚才的故事，不像我们一般想象耶稣当时做出决断，他而是把这个评判的这个决断呢，交给了当初把那些人，就是把妇女抓过来那些人，这个把球又踢回去给他们。
When they kept on questioning him,
当他们不断地问耶稣该怎么样对待这个妇人的时候，
he straightened up and spoke these words.
耶稣只不过对这些抓妇人来的人直截了当地说，
Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw the stone.
耶稣就说，你们中间把那个妇人抓过来的人当中，谁是没有罪过、没有过犯的，你们就可以首先用石头来打这个妇人。
But the passage says again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
然后经文里面又讲，耶稣说完这个话呢，又低下头来在地上写字。
At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time.
然后听到耶稣这么说以后呢，把那妇人抓进来的那些人就一个接一个的离开了。
The older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there.
他们离开的时候是按照年龄的顺序，年纪大的先走，然后年纪轻一点的最后走，到后来就剩下耶稣和那个妇人在里面。
Jesus looked up at her and asked her this question.
耶稣呢看了一下周围的情况，就问那个妇人。
Women, where are they?
说妇人，刚才把你抓进了那些人上哪里去了？
Has no one condemned you?
难道没有一个人要来砸用石头砸你或者谴责你吗？
Notice Jesus' response.
然后请注意这个耶稣这时候的说话。
Go now and leave your life of sin.
耶稣说，你也离开吧，我也不定你的罪。
I think it's interesting here to note that although Jesus didn't ask her if she believed, something had changed in those moments that Jesus was able to respond to her and say, go and sin no more.
耶稣其实并没有多说别的，就是让他明白他现在应该怎么走，以后应该怎么做。
It is the same thing that Jesus says to us today.
这实际上就是耶稣今天告诉我们对我们的过犯应该怎么样做的态度。
I don't care what your past is, what you have done wrong, and how guilty you may be. I have forgiven you. Go and sin no more.
耶稣实际上就是跟我们说，我并不管你们以前做了什么错事，犯了多大的罪过，现在我原谅你们，你们可以走了，以后不要再过犯。
Isn't that amazing grace to realize this morning that God loves us so much and knows everything about us and yet still forgives us again, again, and again.
这是不是一个非常大的救恩，就是大家可以体会到，不管我们做了什么错事，耶稣永远都是爱我们，都是一次又一次的原谅我们，就是叫我们以后不要再过犯。
I remind you of where I started the message this morning.
我现在来再提醒大家一下，今天早晨刚开始念这个经文的时候。
My mother said to me, every day before I go to school, remember Jay, your sin will find you out.
然后我刚才讲到我妈妈，就是我小时候，我每天去上学，妈妈都会告诉我，你今天可能又会犯错，但是你要记住，要从这个罪过里面走出来。
It was amazing how she also found out.
你看这个多么令人惊讶，妈妈就像耶稣一样，她也是知道我，而且原谅我。
But you know what? Just like Jesus, Mom has forgiven me for all those wrongs.
妈妈就像耶稣一样，永远都是原谅我的过犯。
And that's exactly what Jesus says to us this morning. My grace is sufficient to meet every one of your wrongs.
就像耶稣的救恩对我们一样，他永远是原谅我们的罪犯。
Jesus ministered to that woman and forgave her and told her to go and sin no more.
耶稣就在今天这个故事里面，就是对那个妇人说，你可以走了，以后不要再犯这样的过错。
The passage doesn't end with reminding us of guilt and grace, but it reminds us that His light is our hope.
这里面并没有明确，这个故事到第十一节并没有明确讲耶稣的爱或者怎么样，但是他耶稣的光是永远存在，照耀着我们。
In the 12th verse, Jesus spoke to the people and He said, I am the light of the world.
接下来在第十二节，耶稣就对众人讲，我就是光，照耀世界的光。
And whoever follows me will never ever walk in darkness.
就是任何人只要跟随着耶稣我，你们就永远不会在黑暗当中。
But will have the light of life.
然后终生都会在光里面。
That's our great hope this morning. Jesus is the light of our life, and that we need not walk in darkness, but walk in His light.
这就是今天早晨我们学到的最大的功课，就是有了耶稣，我们就永远不会在黑暗里，我们永远都有光了。
A little later on in the book of John, Jesus speaks these words.
然后在这个约翰福音再下面一点，耶稣是这么说的。
I have come into the world as a light.
我来到这个世界上带来了光。
So that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness.
所有相信我的人就不会再在黑暗里了。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need never to walk in darkness. We can walk in His light.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们都信了耶稣，我们以后永远不会行走在黑暗里，我们有耶稣的光。
The first song we sang this morning in our time of worship, we sang about Jesus is the light of the world.
今天早晨我们唱的唱诗的第一首里面就讲到耶稣是我们这个世界的光。
In conclusion, let me remind you then,
现在作为结束的那个小节，我来重新来提醒大家一下。
Jesus continues to leave a message for us, and that message is not guilty.
今天就是我们这个讲的主题，就耶稣不断地告诉我们不要犯罪。
Jesus points us to what we are intended to be.
耶稣就指出了我们应该怎么样做。
We don't have to live in our past.
我们不需要活在过去的罪犯里面，过错里面。
We don't have to live with a label.
我们不要就是被以前那些过犯所牵累。
And we don't have to live a life that is powerless in the face of temptation and sin.
我们不需要生活在一种很多过错的诱惑的世界里面。
The good news this morning is we are chosen for something more.
今天早晨好像福音是我们被选择有更好的结果。
Let me close with this story.
我来用一个故事结束今天的讲法。
Soccer season was starting once again.
这个他们美国足球的季节又来临了。
Curtis, a tiny 35-pound, 5-year-old daughter, would be playing Metro League for the Bombers.
I'm sorry, I don't know this kind of thing.
Okay.
Can you explain to me a little bit?
Okay.
Audience also needs.
A small girl, 5 years old, would be playing for the Bombers.
What's Bombers?
Soccer.
Okay.
The soccer team is named the
Bombers. Okay. 他说有一个球队呢，就是说里面有一个五岁的小孩，是不是五岁的小孩会参加这个球队来踢这个足球。
As they walked to the first practice on that cool summer day,
然后在一个比较凉快的夏天，他们在练球的时候
，He was anxious to see who the coach would be.
然后他就很想知道这个谁是教练。
Would the coach focus on making the game fun or the team experience, or would he focus on goals and winning?
然后这个教练是不是会使这个小孩就是要赢球作为目的呢？还是纯粹就是练球的时候大家玩得开心而已？
As the practice began, Curtis met the coach Ray.
然后就是在这个他们练球开始的时候呢，他就看到这个教练在。
His first impression was that Ray was a good man.
然后他第一个印象就是这个教练是个好人。
Any kind of doubts that he had seemed to have vanished at that point.
他所有就是原来还没有参加练球时候的疑问都打消了。
During the practice, the white shirts were to play against the blue shirts.
然后他们开始练球的时候，白队和蓝队就在对抗。
As they began, an olive-skinned little boy who had been there who could speak no English wandered from the playground and began to observe the game.
然后有很多不会讲英文的小孩就在那里看他们的练球。
Moments later, Curtis looked for him again, but he was gone.
然后过了一会儿以后再一看呢，那个人已经走掉了。
He then noticed that there was one extra player now running up and down the field.
然后就有另外一个人在球场上踢来踢去。
The boy was very obvious because he didn't have on blue shirts or white shirts.
因为这个小孩他并没有穿着蓝队的衣服或者白队的衣服。
He ran, he passed, he kicked, and he smiled.
他在那里就跑来跑去踢踢球，然后很开心笑笑。
No one seemed to notice that he wasn't a part of the team.
没有人注意到这小孩是他们踢球里面的一个成员。
No one had said he hadn't paid his fees.
没人注意他就是当时也没付钱就来参加他们练球。
Or had all the promised proper forms signed.
他也从来没有填过这个参加球队练球的表格。
Soon, however, a ball rolled into the mother's lap, and as the new boy ran to fetch it, the mom innocently said to the coach, he's not on the team.
然后等到这个球踢到那个小孩的妈妈的面前的时候，那个妈妈就对那个教练讲，这小孩并不是在这个球队里面正式的球员。
The kids had not even noticed that a new friend was on the field.
那些其他踢球的小孩基本就根本就没注意到这个新来的五岁的小孩在这个场上。
The coach looked down and now a very dirty boy saying he's not on the team.
然后那个教练也就说了啊，这个小孩踢得满身都是污泥，他的确不在这个原来正式的球队里面。
As the boy looked up at Ray,
然后这个小孩看着这个教练
who held his soccer fate for that day in his hand.
然后人家就把他踢球的时候举在手里。
Finally, the coach made a judgment.
然后最后这个教练做出一个决定。
He put his hand on the boy's small back and said,
他把手放在这个小孩的背上说
Come on, let's play soccer.
他说来吧，我们一起来踢球。
And off all of them ran.
然后他们所有人就开始又重新踢起来了。
That's what Jesus is saying to us today. Come on.I'm your Savior.
今天实际上就是耶稣对我们也是这样的。耶稣对我们说，来吧，我们一起来踢球。
I've offered you grace, and I am the light of the world. Let's live life.
耶稣实际上就是说，尽管你犯了很多过错，你现在还是可以，就是进入耶稣的天堂，然后就是说，让我们一起，在耶稣的光里面。
And let's be the light of the world to everyone.
我们要成为世界上所有人的光，带把耶稣的光带给大家。
What a great story of God's love for us, as we have been able to see it this morning from His Word.
今天我们学到的经文就是使大家体会到耶稣的爱是多么伟大，他的光带给我们所有的人。
Father, thank you that you are the light of the world.
我们现在来祷告，耶稣，你是我们所有人的光。
And we need not live in darkness.
我们永远不会再生活在黑暗里。
But we can live in your light.
但是我们可以活在你的光中。
Amen.
Amen.